Welcome back to Today in the Sioux. It's Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. Well, we woke up to lots of rain, and certainly lots of rain overnight, but that will make way for some sunny skies this afternoon. Mild as well, high of 11 degrees. However, north of the city, a winter weather travel advisory is in effect. Areas impacted are Manitowash, Hornpain, Wawa, White River, and Puckasaw, where 5 to 10 centimeters could hit, causing reduced visibility. So just keep that in mind if you're headed to the Sioux Golf Club today for opening day and have to put on a sweater or toque to take away the chill. Okay, let's get to the headlines. On this Tuesday, anger and hope on full display yesterday at the YMCA on McNabb as dozens showed up with placards and chants to show support for the soon-to-be-closed facility. Yesterday's rally was organized by admins of the Save Our YMCA Facebook page. Of course, coming in the wake of last week's bombshell announcement that the building is for sale and all its programming will cease to exist by May 15th. Reporter Alex Flood was there and put together a great photo gallery, and Drew Armstrong was on site with the video camera in hand providing some great footage. You can check out both in that story on site today. The former director of operations for Thessalon First Nation is suing the Anishinaabe community east of Sault Ste. Marie over claims that she was wrongfully terminated without pay, benefits, or reasonable notice for allegedly failing to be in line with the new directive of new leadership following band elections in November of last year. Mary Jane Wardell is now seeking $850,000 in damages, according to a statement of claim that was filed. Read James Hopkins' story on how this all unfolded and what next steps are. In court news today, a former Algoma University computer science prof has pleaded guilty to assaulting four male international students. Michael Lajoie, 57 years of age, admitted that he kicked three of the men and repeatedly struck one of them with a wooden stick. The offenses occurred between January 2019 and December 2022. Lajoie was convicted Friday in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom of four counts of assault and a single charge of assault with a weapon. Linda Richardson covered this case and has all of the details in her story on site. Residents in the East End and on Rankin Reserve may experience some discolored water over the next few weeks as PUC crews conduct hydrant flow tests. In the event customers notice that their water is discolored, here's what you need to do. Turn on a cold water tap and run it for no more than 15 minutes. If the water does not clear up after 15 minutes of flushing, turn off the tap, wait a half an hour, try again. If the water does not clear up after two 15-minute flushing cycles, call the PUC customer experience and tell them about your experience. In sports, it is do or die for the Hounds or Spirit tonight as Game 7 goes at the Dow Event Center in Saginaw. Brad Concimiglia will be on site with his live game day blog starting around 6:45 this evening. Winner moves on, loser goes home. It's that simple. Sioux and area weather. Periods of rain off and on today. We'll see some sun this afternoon. However, there's also a possibility of a thunderstorm, a slight one, but still a possibility. High of 11 degrees, rain ending tonight, low down to minus 9. That will feel more like minus 14. And sunshine tomorrow with a high of only 1 degree. That's all for today in the Sioux on this Tuesday. Download and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcast. Drop us a comment on site or email us todayinthesioux@siouxtoday.com. Today's show produced by Derek Turner. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. Have a great Tuesday.